Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is writing up your lab reports. What we're going to talk about today is how to write up a proper lab report. For starters, there's a summary of this on the website under Lab Write-Ups. Look in the left-hand menu, and a lot of this is written right there, but here we'll do it verbally as well, and I'll try to expand on some of these topics. The first thing that gets turned in is the body of the lab. So what I'm doing is I'm going in order how the lab should be turned in. The body of the lab are the pages that you get, usually stapled, often page numbered, and so they need to go in order. Make sure that it's neat. If you have to unstaple them for some reason, make sure they're put in order and stapled neatly in the very corner, upper left-hand side. Now, if you have to create any tables or charts or graphs, they go right after the body of the lab. Make sure that tables are labeled as are graphs or charts. Everything needs to be labeled. Graphs, label each axis, make your units clear. How you plot the axes are important, how you number them. Make sure they take up the biggest part of the page. So don't try to cram a lot of data in a very, very small area. Spread your work out there. Next, there'll be lab questions. Now, in most labs that you get, the questions that you'll have to answer will be embedded in the lab, or they'll be in a page toward the end of the body of the lab. However, if there are extra questions to answer, they will go after the tables and charts and graphs section. Make sure you do not always have to repeat the question, so if the questions are written elsewhere, you could simply answer them. Remember, do be neat. The next is the error page. Data analysis. Error is two parts. It could be sources of error, or if it is a quantitative lab, there could be percent error. The sources of error, and there are samples that you could look at, need to be listed. Do not do sources of error in paragraph form. You need to list them. One, and then list a source of error. Two, list that source of error. Three, four, and so on. There's no set number of sources that you will need. 3 to 5 should be the minimum. Not too, you won't be going over 5 too often. The different labs, some have a lot of error where it's going to be very easy to write down different sources of error that occur. Some you're going to have to search a little bit more. Here's some hints, though. You can only blame the equipment once. So you can't say the beaker was bad, the burner was bad, the stirring rod was bad. You can't do that. You can only blame the equipment once. Second, it's all written in third person. So it's not I mismeasured or my partner, he mismeasured. It's the reagents were mismeasured. So make it always third person. If you have sources of error, which you'll almost always have, and then if you have a percent error, they can go on the same page. Just space them out. Show your work for percent error. And like I said, neatness is the key. They could go on the same page. Next is a summary. Every lab needs a summary. This goes after the error page. And a summary needs to be about 2 paragraphs long, with each paragraph being 3 to 4 to 5 sentences. So not all that long, but not too short either. The summary, the main error done with that is too many students repeat the procedure. So they'll say something along the lines of, well, we took out a beaker and we weighed it, and then we measured out reagent and put it in the beaker, and then we added water. Don't do that. That's procedure. Think of the summary as a small report on the title of the lab. How did that lab help you learn about stoichiometry, spectroscopy, law of conservation, whatever it happened to have been? Lab notes. Everyone is required to keep a set of informal lab notes for each lab. We haven't been able to do that yet because of circumstances, but usually before the lab, it could be a day or two before the lab, you'll take out a piece of regular notebook paper and take notes that I give you about the lab. It could be substitutions in the lab. Sometimes these labs are written very generally and changes have to be made for individual lab situations. It could be due dates. It could be how to set up a table, anything like that. So that needs to be turned in at the very, very end of the lab, after the summary. And so if we do these pages in order, be neat, then you should do fine on the lab. Just some reminders. Pages out of order in the lab result in minus 5 points per infraction. You wouldn't buy a magazine if the pages were all jumbled up, and so your lab report needs to be in order. Labs that are not neat lose points due to sloppiness. You bought a textbook or a magazine and you couldn't read the print, the type was so strange, or they hand wrote it and you couldn't read it. We wouldn't like that. And so neatness is the key. Remember, more points are lost in labs due to people failing to do sections of the lab rather than doing them incorrectly. So don't leave any omissions. Don't leave any blank spots in the lab. Make sure you're answering everything, and we should do okay. In closing, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of writing up your labs. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.